Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Sota. We've seen that once the woman becomes a Sota, she is usher to her husband, and if she is the wife of a Kohen, she can't eat Truma until she drinks the Mayim Hamarim and is exonerated. Mishnah Gimel lists five circumstances under which the woman will not ever drink the water, and will therefore never be released from this Isser. The woman would in that case be remain forbidden to eat Truma permanently. So what are the five cases? Ve'elu asuros milechol b'truma. These people are forbidden to eat truma permanently. Ha'omeris tamer anilach. Case number one. If she says, I am tame. In other words, she admits to adultery. She says, yeah, I was having an affair with Reuven. So obviously at that point, she doesn't drink the water because it would be no benefit. Drinking the water, as we will see later, involves erasing, scratching off the ink from a parsha of the Torah that has the parsha Sota, which has the Shem Hashem. There is a Shem Hashem erased in this process. And so we're certainly not going to do it for somebody who we already know is guilty. The second case is similar, v'shebo edimshi tmeya. Witnesses came forward who can testify that they witnessed the adultery. Not just they witnessed her entering into a private space, they witnessed the actual adultery. So here too, obviously she doesn't drink. In this case, she will likely get executed by Beis Din, unless there's some extenuating circumstances that they or she can come up with. Case number three is if the woman claims to be innocent, but ve'almeres eini shosa, she doesn't want to drink. She doesn't want to drink the mayim hamarim. This is absolutely her choice, and she is never forced to drink. However, if she declines to drink, so her husband must divorce her, and she loses her ksuba. So if she's innocent, it is in her best interest to drink. Case number four, v'shebaala ina rotze lashkosa. Her husband doesn't want her to drink. Even if she wants to, she can't. So now, of course, in this case, the husband also must divorce her. But since she was willing to drink, and he prevented her from proving her innocence, she does, in fact, get her ksuba. And finally, v'shebaala ba'ala baderach. If the husband has relations with her after she became a sota, but before she drinks the mayim hamarim, in that case, she is not permitted to drink. Why not? Because the water wouldn't work. The Torah says regarding the judgment and death of the sota by the water, v'nikaha ish me'avon, v'ha'ishahayi disa'es avonah. The husband is free of sin, because after all, he didn't do anything wrong. It is the woman who must bear the consequence of her sin. Now, Chazal understood in this pasuk when it says, v'nikah ish me'avon v'ha'isha ish me'avonah, that there's a linkage between the husband being free of sin and the woman bearing the judgment of her sin. So, therefore, we see that the water will only judge her. She will only bear the consequences of her sin if her husband is himself free from sin. And in our case, her husband had relations with her after she was a sota, and she was forbidden to be with him. So he isn't at all free from sin. And therefore, the mayim hamarim wouldn't work. So, ketzad osila, so what do we do? What should the husband do to prevent this situation, right? To prevent him ending up sinning with her on the way to the Beis HaMikdash? So, molicha lebeis din shebeosel makom. When his wife becomes a sota, a man should bring her to the local Beis Din. And that Beis Din, mosrin lo shnei tamid chachamim, that Beis Din will give him two tamid chachamim, and those tamid chachamim will travel with them to Yerushalayim to help avoid the situation where he might be tempted to be with his wife. Right? Shema yavo lebederach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ba'ala Neman Aleha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he was not given two Tamid Chacham chaperones. Just like a husband is trusted to not have relations with his wife when she is an Ida, which is certainly forbidden, and certainly no one suggests that Nida and her husband should require a chaperone, so just like we trust the husband for that circumstance, so here too, we trust the husband that he will stay away from her on the way up to Yerushalayim to drink the water.